going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
All right, it is time. It is Thursday, April 24th in St. Louis, and that means that Blues playoff hockey is back in the city, and that's what I know, Ethan.
Backs against the wall.
Yeah.
Trailing 2-0 against the top team in the league in the Winnipeg Jets.
Top team in the league.
They were the President's Trophy winners, which means that they had the most points acquired, best record in hockey. So it is as backs against the wall. Tonight is a must win as it gets for St. Louis.
All right. Did you hear John Gruden yet?
I did.
You did?
Oh, no.
All right. So set it up a little bit. I haven't prefaced any of this with you, but John Gruden is with Barstool Sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
So John Gruden has kind of bounced around a lot of different places. He obviously very, very well-known NFL head coach. And then he had
Visor.
This thing on, well, I'm sorry?
Visor.
The Visor, yep. He had this thing where he had the show on ESPN called Gruden's Quarterback Camp, where basically leading up to the NFL draft, he would sit down with the most well-known quarterbacks from that draft class, and he would go through their film and he would say, hey, this is what you need to be need to do better. He's very
colorful.
That's a way to put it. He's very like loud and energetic, and he's
extra.
Yes, that's another good way to put it. So recently, not too long ago, he was hired by Barstool to just be another one of their pieces.
To be like,
they do a lot of goofy
the most
stuff.
John Gruden that John Gruden could be,
and he fills it perfectly.
Are you ready, St. Louis, for this? Because the St. Louis Blues sent him a box,
which is something that has been a normal thing since he came on with Barstool. Different teams, college teams, professional teams, will send him a box of a bunch of gear,
mm-hmm.
and he basically spends 5 minutes just talking up the.
Well, we're gonna listen to it. If you're on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, you're not gonna want to miss this. You can watch it along with us, but it's a pretty.
I don't know that much about hockey. I admit that, but I do know a big game when a big game is here. And tonight, there's a big game in St. Louis. And for this, I'm going to use my switchblade knife. You see, the St. Louis Blues sent me a box. And the St. Louis Blues are down 2-0 to the Winnipeg Jets. And I'm concerned about that, but I'm excited. Because down 2-0 gives you a chance to do something unbelievable. And when you got a head coach like Jim Montgomery, I guarantee you, he's telling his team right now, hey, Winnipeg's got dreams of winning the Stanley Cup. Winnipeg has dreams of that. Hey, we're the freaking nightmare, the St. Louis Blues. We're at home tonight. We're back at Enterprise Center in front of our fans. And we're going to hit these guys into the glass, onto the ice. And we're going to out-hit them. And when we substitute, we're going to get faster. Sorry for getting excited. I'm excited because I'm learning about hockey. Let me tell you something, man. These guys don't want to go back to Winnipeg. Nobody wants to go to Winnipeg. It's cold there. This is the greatest thing ever.
I'm going to learn to skate because of the St. Louis Blues. And you're going to get this. That's my next thing. Even with my new hip, I'm going to go skating because I'm learning about hockey and I love the Blues.
Get out of here.
And I freaking love this shirt. You think I love Jamar? You think I love Jamar Chase? Yes, I do. But right now, sorry, Jamar, I love the St. Louis Blues. You know why? They got a guy on their team at forward, Brett Hull. He's been kicking ass since ass was kicked. Is this the greatest thing? Can you imagine me being an ice hockey guy? Jake.
You know, I'm doing the chin strap.
Oh.
He's just wearing on the top of his head.
Look at this right there.
Oh, my God.
We need defense tonight. We need our defense. Chris Pronger. Knocking blue puck. Knocking guys around. Sorry. The Blues. This is probably more comfortable than that. I love it, man. Got to out-hit these guys. That's what we got to do. Holy cow. This is autographed.
Oh, wow.
My God. You're not going to believe this. You know who their goalie is? Jordan Binnington. Look at this. Jordan Binnington. It's autographed. What's it say? It says, Coach, you're the best. I'm totally in awe of this, man. Imagine Binnington in the freaking goal. We're the Nightmares! Freaking love this.
No shots!
When these guys take their gloves off and eat, let's go! God dang!
Oh my God!
It's the greatest box ever. Is it? Jake, you think I can learn to skate?
That's awesome.
Jordan Cairo! Jordan Cairo!
Whoa! So do you think that the Blues players watch that and go, all right, let's go? I don't know anything, Ethan, about the Blues coach. Is he that kind of, is he this kind of guy? I mean, is anybody a Gruden kind of guy?
So I highly doubt that, I might be wrong, but I highly doubt that Jim Montgomery in the middle of a playoff series had anything to do with this box getting sent to John Gruden.
You don't think so?
Binnington did.
He wasn't like, gosh, we need something.
Someone definitely
more.
Told Binnington to sign it for coach, but this is gold. This is unbelievable.
I would listen to that. I'm going to listen to that before I go to the White House. I'm just going to mentally be like, this is for me. And then I'm going to go to the White House and just do the best that I can.
That's so, the way you should talk yourself up, too, is mm-hmm. go in there going,
with hockey.
We know that the 100 uniform. Days is a dream, but I'm going to be your nightmare. You should go in very adversarially.
I don't think I need to make that about me. I don't. There's something there, but I don't know if we've ordered it the correct way. Mm.
By the end of this video, he is in full hockey uniform.
He's got
much.
Everything.
He's
skates,
got the helmet,
helmet,
the skates. He shows where he's going to put up his. This is my favorite part. At the end of the video, he walks through his hall. He says, "I'm gonna frame this jersey signed by Jordan Binnington. So I'm gonna put it up with all the defensive legends." He has a wall of the best players on defense to ever play in the NFL. And he's naming Hall of Famers. He says, "I'm gonna put him right there." And he yells, "Shut him down tonight, Jordan!"
he's so pumped.
Let's go, Blues! And then he finishes. He says, "Oh wait, the game's at 8:30 tonight. I gotta save my voice."
Yeah. So Ethan, do you feel like the stage is different for Winnipeg? I mean, obviously, if you're playing away, there's always some sort of disadvantage there. But if you're the best team in the league, I mean, it's not like you can't win on somebody else. It's not like, well, yeah.
I was talking to Mike Claiborne about this a couple of days ago, and he had a great quote. And he said, "The series doesn't get interesting until you win on the opponent's ice." And until then, it's still a series. So I would say the Blues, the pressure has... At the beginning of the series, all the pressure was on Winnipeg because in previous years, you know, they've been a very good team and they've choked in the playoffs. They've disappointed fans up there up north. So at the beginning of this series, the pressure was on Winnipeg. Now that's shifted a little bit because the Blues are against their backs are against the wall a little bit. But you're going to be in front of a rowdy crowd tonight. You're going to be in front of 18,000 fans wearing blue on their feet throughout a good portion of this game. And you win both of these games. You take it one at a time, but if you win both these games, then you're right back in it, and it's a best of three.
Well, we'll be watching. I'm excited about it. Plan on it's perfectly placed after my son's baseball game, so we're going to be able to take on both and check it out.
There's been some frustration around some of these start times for some of these playoff games. For example, Vegas and Minnesota are playing each other right now, and that game was on the West Coast, game two of that series a couple nights ago. It started at 8 o'clock Vegas time. That's 11 o'clock Eastern time. So there's been some frustration about some of the terrible timing of some of these playoff games, like what the numbers have been down for some of them. 8:30, you know, you'll take it in the Central time zone. It could be worse. We could be looking at an 11 o'clock start time, depending on where
That's
you are
crazy.
In the country. But
I'm looking right now at Ticketmaster.com for tickets for tonight, and there are tickets available. That's crazy.
Go buy some tickets and support.
It's too late. It's too late for me.
It's too late for her.
It's like
you
Carl.
Gotta let her go.
I've got kids. There? You know, remember when Carl called in and was like, "You need a show." I had somebody message me back the like written script of that conversation where Carl calls in to the show and he's like, "Ryan, you did great without Annie here. You need to have a show." And I'm like, "He has a show." And then you're like, "I do have a show. It's at 7 a.m. He's like, "I'm not getting up that early." that was good.
That was a good call.
That was. I wish that we had planned that.
Question after listening to Gruden here.
Yeah? There's more too. You should go check out the whole
video. Will he just home team anybody who sends him a box? Is
no,
that
he actually
thing?
Goes into, later on in that video, he talks about how he coaches SEMO, Cape Girardeau. He goes, "Cape Girardeau, get your butts to the game." So
really?
He's got a local connection.
So he glazes a little bit for their sending. He's giving him some love.
Okay.
For them
like
giving him some love.
Like if the Jets would do this tomorrow, he would just turn or...
I don't know for sure about that. I don't know if he would strategically do it back-to-back. That probably wouldn't look great. But he has mentioned some love for this area, specifically because he did coach for SEMO.
Okay.
He actually says later in the video, "I love St. Louis. There's no town like it." And I was like,
"Yeah, yeah."
I don't know about that, but
he goes on and on. Yeah. Well, if you're talking about sports,
right.
And fans, there's a lot to be said about
absolutely.
That. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to do X's and Y's. Are you gonna stick around for this, Ethan?
I'm going to try to my best.
Try? Okay, well, we'd like to have you. If you have questions that about the opposite sex, something you've always wanted to know about it, we've had some fun ones in here, and it's not all weird, but sometimes it's weird. Let us know what your thoughts are, your questions, and maybe we'll feature some of them next in X's and Y's on The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's funny. X's and Y's, a segment where we ask across genders, of which there are two, why do you do things that way? Or how do you do things? How do you do this? How do you
What's
function?
In your head when blank?
Those memes where the woman's like, I wonder if he's thinking about another woman right now. And then he's thinking about, like, why did the Klingons do this to the Romulans? Are those both in the same series?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. I grew up watching Star Trek with my dad, which was at the time, maybe around 1992, followed by Rush Limbaugh on TV.
You know who else is in that series? The Kardashians.
What?
Isn't that weird? There was a whole race of aliens named Kardashians.
Are there really?
Yeah, there really were.
If you're screwing with me, I'm just going to concede.
Don't worry about it. There were no Jenners, but there were Kardashians.
I'm going to start with some questions from, I'll ask one question here from the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. So if you have a question you want to ask, you can go to the Facebook page. You can certainly pop it into the YouTube chat as well. My wife can never figure out what she wants for dinner. Do you think that it's, is there a reason why if you're like, hey, honey, where do you want to go to dinner? Is there a reason why you don't just say, let's go to Bella Milano for dinner?
Is this a women asking men, why don't you just say where you want to go?
I hear men complain about women not knowing where they want to go eat dinner.
Yes.
So like, why don't you just pick a place to go eat dinner?
Because when we do, then it becomes,
no,
we're not trying to make a buffet for you of restaurants. We just want to know what you want.
Suggest three.
Well, then we have to be the creative one and come up with the three.
So it sounds like you want to put the work and the onus on the woman to do the thinking work, and you don't want to do any of it yourself.
None of it.
I disagree.
Just a little bit of it.
Who do you disagree with?
Ryan and your assessment of what Ryan was saying.
All right, so we're wrong.
Okay. Yeah, both
Brad?
Of you. Whenever I ask what my wife wants for dinner, I want to go to some place that will make her happy.
What if what makes her happy is not having to think about where to go for dinner?
Well, I get that too, and she should tell me it makes me happy. Just you pick, I'll be happy with whatever. And then
doesn't
whenever
she do
I
that?
Well, sometimes she does what Ryan says.
Well, then if they say,
which is what?
Cuz well, you just pick. Then you pick and they go, "Eh. Not that one." And you pick something else and you go, "Eh."
Yeah.
No. Not
Russell
that
says
one.
Russell's got a solution here. He says if my wife is hungry, she will eat what I cook.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a way to do it. Is just say, "Well, I'll surprise you," and then you just go.
My wife is hungry. She still won't eat what I cook. My dog won't even eat what I cook. I am such a bad cook.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad.
Okay.
I mean, it seems to me like men don't want to do the thinking, and they don't want the woman to have opinions. They just want a destination.
You're inferring a lot here.
Well, correct me.
completely fine with opinions.
Yeah.
But just tell me what you actually want, not just shooting down things that I'm suggesting.
Isn't it possible that in that same moment that men also don't really know what they want or what sounds good?
No, because by the time we suggest a restaurant, we're willing to eat at that
restaurant. We've decided, that'll be good.
That doesn't mean it's exclusively that we have to do that thing, but that sounds good. If we're saying that restaurant, that sounds good.
Do you believe, I mean, women may just not know what they want to eat.
Which is the problem. I think we've gotten to the root of the problem here. We need to know what you want.
Ah, too bad. How can we tell you if we don't know?
That's a great question.
And to me, I don't know if I'm not speaking on behalf of women, but it's not about liking the whole restaurant. It's like if you say a place, If you say, how about Applebee's? I'll go, okay, I'll get Fiesta Lime Chicken and a side salad. And I know that that's what I'm going to get. I don't need to think about anything else. And I'm not a browser. So I other women might be different than that. If you say Mexican, that's just kind of like, okay, you go there, you're going to eat some version of Mexican food.
Yep.
And that's a yes or a no, pretty easy yes or no. Do you ever see, do you have this problem with your wife?
Yeah. Well, we used to, when we went out to eat more, we just don't have time like we used to. But when we did, it was an issue.
But what about, who makes dinner at your house?
Both of us. She more creates dinner from scratch. She's more of a cook than I am. But we both make food, depending on the night.
Do you share the responsibilities within the same meal? Or is it, okay, tonight's Ryan's night?
For whatever reason, it tends to be one or the other. I'll either make everything or she makes everything.
And when you do it that way, do you have jurisdiction over the whole meal? Is it a conversation? Do you consider your kids?
It's mainly for the kids. So if we get to eat anything, it's a bonus.
Do you make meals for your kids and then you guys go get what you really want?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that's the best.
That happens more often than I can.
The kids will ask like one time, what do you guys like? Shut your mouth.
Yeah, you shut up.
You
now.
Shut your mouth right
you
now.
You didn't even see me eating these Bugles. I told you no.
That's not really what Jared and I go for when we get to choose our own, but we might do carry out. We love a good Texas Roadhouse grilled chicken salad. So we'll order that. And while that's being made at Roadhouse, we're making food for the kids.
Yeah, we're going to go get a very fancy Euro salad. Here are fish sticks for you. And they're like, yay, we don't care.
Kids want to eat cereal? We just quit buying cereal in our house. All right, next question, Brad.
This Annie, do you like movies with strong female leads where the character is written more like a man but
so
is a woman?
This is specific.
I always want to be like, Brad, tell us how you feel and then follow it up with a question.
What? So it would be like basically you would go to see a James Bond movie, but instead of a James Bond, you have Jane Bond. Nothing changes about the character's personality, abilities, or anything like
that.
Is
it a movie where it is James Bond, but they just decided to make
it
a chick?
It's just any movie where the female character is more like a dude.
Strong female lead.
So since they're strong and effective, they're like a man.
No. They're like doing things like they're flipping 250-pound dudes like with one hand across the room and that sort of thing.
Are you asking me if I like action movies that include women?
Not include women, but the main character is a woman and she
just
does...
Give me an example of one.
I mean,
Laura Croft, Tomb Raider.
Yeah, that's
huge
a good example.
Fan. That's what I dress up as at night.
You could point to Rey in Star Wars. She was doing things that aren't really
feminine.
What? Wait.
I don't know.
I'm gonna want to walk that back. What? What was she doing that wasn't feminine?
Well,
using the Force.
Well, she got the Force, she was an expert immediately.
I don't know where I want to go eat in the galaxy. Where do you want to go eat in the galaxy?
I want to go to Tatooine, maybe. They might want to go to the Death Star.
Maybe eat at the cantina.
No, too spicy.
Darth Vader's there.
Too dark. Makes me a little uncomfortable.
More of like a foe.
Someone that I don't entirely hate, like wants to kill me, but just kind of like, you know.
No, not
an thing
FOE, a PHO.
Oh. I love Black Widow. Is that her name? Scarlett Johansson? Yeah. I always want to say Scarlet Witch because her name is Scarlet. I love her character in the Marvel series.
Me too.
She's one of my faves. She should be. She's hot.
She's pretty good looking.
But she's super masculine in that she beats people up.
I like the superheroes that do it without the superpowers.
Like her,
because it's solely relying on combat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not relying on superpowers. Is it realistic? No. Like why should Black Widow be an Avenger when she is standing next to the God of Thunder? There is no reason, but it's still awesome.
He's my favorite.
What does she do? Backflips.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all she does.
So you're a no to Brad's question.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't seek out action movies for the purpose of action. I don't care what genre of the movie it is. I just want it to be a good story. So if you're making me laugh the whole time and it's a good story, cool. If you are a super jam-packed action story, but it's a good story. Cool. John Wick, everybody raves about John Wick, but I've never seen it because nobody talks about John Wick being a good movie without talking about how profane the language is and how gory it is. And I don't...
I didn't even remember that.
Well, it's because you were callous.
I am. Like, oh, the F word again. I don't even care.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Is that not right? Is that not a fair assessment? I feel like everybody says that about it. Like, it's a good movie. Everybody loves the movie, but it's just like...
It's brutal.
It's rough.
Yeah,
it yeah, is. It's a very realistic action.
Yeah.
Which is still not realistic.
It's an unrealistic realistic.
Kate says John Wick is just action porn. And I don't need to see a movie just to see how much action you can fit into a title.
Yeah, maybe.
I understand why dudes like it, but
the first one, I really thought the first one was cool.
Jane Wick.
Yeah, I'd be like, why don't you go back to the kitchen, lady?
That's no.
Go find something to eat on Tatooine.
I am undecided on Brad's question.
Okay.
Next question?
Yeah, next question is, do women, I can't figure out whether women like makeup or hate makeup. Because if you're going out and everyone's like, oh, I'm going to go do makeup. Like, it's fun. And then it's like, oh, I got to go out. I got to go do makeup. My makeup. Like, I hate it. So which is it? Do you love makeup or do you hate makeup?
I think the number one thing for men to know about women and makeup is that we don't wear the makeup for you.
Well, I don't care who you're wearing it for. I just want to know whether you like it or not.
Well, that's the if you understand that we don't put the proverbial face on to go out so that men will approve of it, you do it to make yourself feel a certain kind of way. So if it's summertime and your skin is sun-kissed and you're feeling good about, you know, the way you look, you might put some mascara on and be done with it. You might wear nothing and be fine with it. Every woman is different. And I think age has a lot to do with it. I think a lot of women, as they age, wear less and less makeup because they're less and less concerned about the other person's perception on it. But makeup is most often worn to provide confidence for the person who's wearing it. It makes them feel better. And whatever amount of makeup, I've said this before on the show many times, but I wear a certain amount of makeup on the camera, but you guys all know I got the stuff all over. I don't come into the studio like that. I don't want to be out. I went to the chiropractor this morning. I don't wear a full face of makeup to the chiropractor. When I leave here and go to my son's baseball game, I have wipes in my car that will take it off because I don't want to be around people with all of that makeup on. It's not necessary. I don't know if that answers your question either.
Not really.
If we like it, I mean, I think the women who don't like it don't wear it. There's no requirement.
But you're speaking on behalf of all women here.
Yeah, so, I'm entitled and on this one, I think, maybe.
So you're saying it's more like a necessity. It's
no,
not
it's the
a
opposite
love...
of a necessity.
Okay.
It's like a accessory. I will wear earrings sometimes, but I'm not a jewelry person. If you ever see me out at an event, I will wear a long gold chain necklace that was my grandmother's. I don't want big chunky jewelry. Other women can't put enough jewelry on. It's just whatever your preference is and whatever makes you feel better. So I don't think, I mean, there are women who absolutely hate and despise makeup. They just don't wear it.
So it's an accessory.
Yeah.
It's like when I wear shoulder pads and brass knuckles.
I didn't know you did.
Not at work.
This is your night job.
I bet he did at the concert he was at last week.
Ethan, do you have any questions? I don't know if you came in here with any questions.
Well, mine's kind of related to makeup as well. You know, as you guys know, I'm recently married. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
recently into makeup.
I'm starting to figure this whole, or I'm trying to figure out this whole, like, you know, hair and makeup thing. All of the women that have been in my life, which would be my mom, my sisters, and now my wife.
Yeah, you've been exposed to the estrogen for your entire life.
Uh-huh.
That's good.
How exactly should I navigate the, like, hey, we need to leave by this time? Like, how much, like, do I give? So, like, if we need to be leaving at 9:30, what is a good time to give them so that they leave at 9:30? Like, hey, do we need to be leaving at 9:15? We need to be leaving at 9:15. Now, and this could also vary depending on the person, how much time you're putting into the hair and makeup, but is there a good blanket, like
this is like a Brad question.
Is there
a specific time where
is
your
there
wife
a blanket, like, hey,
We have to be leaving at 9:30. Leave at 9:15.
What time should I tell my wife?
I'll give you some marriage tips.
Please do.
The first one is to be patient and know whoever you are being late for, you don't live with. If they're upset with you, your reaction to your wife for making you late, if that's what's happening, you are entitled to be frustrated by being late.
Okay.
And you should tell her in a moment where you're not in a crunch.
Mm-hmm.
If she doesn't know this about you already or doesn't know to the extent, because I think a lot of times in relationships, we know things about people, but maybe you don't realize how much it, like someone stews on something and holds it inside and keeps it from you because they don't want to hurt you. But you should be like, if you're going somewhere and you definitely have to be on time, there are places you have to be on time. If you're not there, you don't get to do said thing. That I really don't want to be late, and I want to do everything I can to make sure that we're out the door at this time. Is there anything I can do to help you? Which is the nicest way you can say, please don't make us late. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But you have to communicate that it's like a pet peeve if you don't like being late and she makes you late. And the other thing is, I would imagine, I don't know how many women who are listening to this would agree with this, but a lot of women will try on a bunch of outfits, put on a varying amount of makeup or not amount of makeup, whatever it might be. And a lot of times what they're doing is struggling with their own self-confidence. They want to look good. They want to look appropriate. Make sure she feels that in a legitimate way. Not, you look fine, let's go! That's not advised. But I would say, be willing to be, because how long does it take you to get ready?
4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes, less than five. That's like 4.8 stars. So 4.5 minutes. How long does it take her to get ready? You're going to a wedding. The wedding starts at 2. You cannot walk in at 2:10.
Oh God, probably like at least 45 minutes, right? For a wedding, which like a wedding, that's like about the nicest
Here's
event we're going to be attending
best
at this point.
Thing as a, in a relationship that you can do is start now planning to be 30 minutes, arrive 30 minutes early.
Okay, 30 minutes. That's the number.
But don't think of it as needing to leave 30. Like, you need to plan based on the destination of the time that you want to arrive. So if the wedding starts at 2, I'd really like to be in the parking lot by 1:15, 1:30. That's the number that you got to think in your head so that everything starts working back from there, so that if she takes 10 extra minutes, you're still not late.
Still good.
You gotta really train yourself to be very comfortable being so early that you don't have to stress about being late.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's good advice, though, because if you start saying, 15 minutes ahead of time, we have to leave by this time instead, she's going to figure that out real fast, and then she's going to build that in.
Just set the tone that you like to be early. And I will say this to my husband, specifically when it comes to like driving situations. I get nervous when anybody else drives, but I've been in a few very, very serious car accidents that make it so that I have like a PTSD thing from it. I will say to my husband, and I think I did this for the first time like 5-7 years ago. You are driving completely responsibly right now, and I trust you with the lives of our family, but I am really stressed out right now. So if you could just, like, if you're driving in traffic or whatever, if you could just give a little more buffer room, this is a me thing, not a you thing, but I'm really stressing out right now. So then he can do the thing that causes me, because he loves me, less anxiety, but he also knows that I know that he's not a terrible driver, and my anxiety, like, I recognize my anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really more about being honest in that communication. Does that make sense?
No, that's good.
So if you say to your wife, it really stresses me out when we're pushing the deadline here, I'd really like to be there at 1:15 so that we have time to stop by a gas station if we need to, or if we get in traffic, it's no big deal. We can take our time and not have to rush. Would that be okay? And you got to say that early enough that she can plan ahead of time.
Right.
And then if she's 10 minutes late leaving, you have patience. If she's 20 minutes late and you're close to being late for the event, then you get to say something about it probably later, unless you want to ruin your evening.
So do everything possible to, like, basically to find no reason to where, like, anything you did contributed to it.
Yeah, if she's going to a wedding and she wants to look great, maybe it's a friend's wedding from high school or something like that, or college, or maybe it's a family, and she's going through a bunch of things up. If she's like trying to get ready and trying on a bunch of stuff, she's probably up there just second guessing herself, which is not something she's going to come to you and be like, I'm really feeling like I'm not like, I don't have anything to wear or whatever. It's really about her feeling confident in what she's putting on. So she needs less stress in that environment. And that is the trick to getting her done faster, which is meeting your goal.
Ryan, do you struggle with that? That whole like, oh man, I've tried on six outfits. None of them work.
I don't struggle with much. So no.
Okay. Way to have some fun with that one.
I look decent in everything. But not great. Decent though.
Okay, question honest. For the men here real quick. Do you suffer from the man problem of looking in the refrigerator and not being able to see the ketchup that's on the front of the shelf when you open it up and can't see the ketchup? Mm-hmm.
It does happen.
It does happen. Mm-hmm. Does it happen more to you than it happens to your wife?
Ooh. No.
Go up in the closet and get my brown boots. They're sitting in the middle of the closet. I need my brown boots. And you go up there like, I can't find them.
Oh,
and then she goes up and she's like, they're right here.
That
and you're
is
like,
the kind of description that I need.
Oh, they are.
She calls, you need to have your big boy eyes. That's what Hannah says to me.
Wow. That's a real thing.
Wow.
I know.
Have you ever seen those memes where it's like, honey, I need the ketchup. And it shows the fridge and the ketchup's right there and he's like, can't find it. And then but then the bottom of the meme is like, three deer, one buck and two does, 400 meters off the brim. And it's like, that's my husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
He's always looking for deer.
Me too.
I can't figure out
to shoot and kill and eat.
Correct.
Okay.
When my wife sends me to the store with a list, I can't find anything.
I said
it's like,
my-
oh, you need salt. No, that doesn't exist.
They don't have salt at Walmart.
Yeah.
I'll say to my husband, we need bananas, we need diapers, and we need milk. And then I'll say, you need to get three things. What are they? Bananas, diapers, and milk. He'll tell me. And then he'll go in and he'll see that they have lettuce. And he knows that we need lettuce. And he'll get lettuce and diapers and milk. And he'll be like, three things. And I'll come home, I'll be like, where are the bananas? And he'll be like, he just will go, oh. And he walks out and he'll go back. If it's a necessity, but
I do the same thing.
We have a keep list now. It's a digital check the box thing. So he's actually pretty good at it now. He does all the shopping. All right. If we have more questions, if you guys have any more that have to be asked, I got a couple more on the Facebook page we can ask when we return. We've also got the YouTube live chat poll. How do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration? Is it too much, too fast? Do we need to see him doing more? You think it's just right or Trump is awful? You get all of those options. And if you go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry, that live broadcast that's taking place right now, you can vote in the live chat. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The poll question. We want to know how you feel about the pace of the Trump administration. You've got a couple minutes to get that in. We're going to give you those results in about 6 minutes from now. But we got a few X's and Y questions. X and Y's question? X's and Y's.
X's and Y's.
You said you still had one, so why don't we... Take
all right.
From here.
Do you really get chocolate cravings? You know what I mean?
This is a difficult one because I think that women do, but I don't really.
Oh yeah?
I don't mind chocolate, but I don't know that I've ever in my life been like, I need chocolate.
Oh man, my wife loves chocolate.
Do you have chocolate at your house?
Yeah. I think the reason we don't have chocolate is that she eats it. So we got to keep buying it. And that's a problem.
You should have some really nice chocolate that you just sit aside. And when she needs a pick-me-up, you'd be like, hey, honey. And
I always
flowers.
Tell her to go down to the Golden Corral. Stick your face in that fountain. Must be this. Must be Golden Corral time of the month.
It's just a steady flow of women coming in here and giving themselves a facial in the chocolate fountain. I don't think this has anything to do with my distaste for buffets, but could be related. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Brad?
So you say that it is real, though.
I think women do crave chocolate. I will say, and this is a little bit in the weeds, I'll say what I'm going to say, and if you want to ask more questions, you can, but there are times where I will crave red meat and iron.
That makes sense.
Isn't that like anemic?
Blood loss.
Yeah. that seems like a different thing.
I'll be
thing.
Like, I need a steak or a cheeseburger or something because you just kind of start to feel.
I remember lethargic. When my wife was pregnant that yeah. she would say, I'm, and it's a thing, like, you know, if you're saying this, I want to smell caves or I want to eat dirt. And it's a, it's an iron thing.
Yeah.
It very much, people will say, yeah, if you say that or you think that at all.
Kate says on YouTube, she said, yes, me too. So that's interesting. Because I would crave red meat more than I've ever craved chocolate. Next question, Brad.
All right. And I'm going to preface this by saying this is just something that has always perplexed me, and it's not something that I'm currently dealing with. But
here we go.
I am so excited for this question.
Why do girls play hard to get whenever they're dating or in that courting phase?
Define what hard to get is.
Well, it's like they, and I've experienced this more by talking to friends who are girls that were wanting a guy to like them, and then the guy would like ask them out, and then they'd be like, I don't know. And then they would like basically turn them down. And like 10 minutes ago, they were telling me, I really want this person to ask me out. And they make the guy ask them 2 to 3 or 4 times.
So you said this isn't right now. Is this in high school?
It was in high school and afterwards, but yeah, it's always just like, but you like him and he likes you, or at
to
least
me,
he's
all of that sounds very immature. So I'm wondering if the time frame for something like that is just due to the fact that girls at that age generally want to be liked and feel liked, which I understand, and they don't know how to handle that whole the desire to be liked and appreciated and to feel worthy of being liked at that level, I think that guys feel exactly the same way and in their own right have no idea what they're doing in high school. So mistakes are made, and I have a lot of patience for that as an old person looking back on, you know, especially with my son being a 15-year-old boy and being around teenage boys in such a different world as a mom right now, and like seeing, I mean, I don't know, I don't say too much, but they don't really think a lot about things. They're just interested in the silliest, most entertaining things right there in that moment. And that's not what girls are not doing that at that time. So while girls are playing hard to get, I wouldn't be surprised if guys are not thinking hard enough about what they're trying to get. So does that make sense?
That 100% makes sense.
Thank you, Ethan. I appreciate that.
This is related to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do girls really like bad boys?
Heck
and if
yeah,
so,
they do.
What makes a boy a bad boy?
You want, I mean, it's not, I don't know that it's unhealthy, but it's not the most healthy thing. You want to be the reason that they change. You want to inspire
them.
That's
why? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you just kind of were attracted to the dangerousness
of
it.
They want to tame the beast.
No, you want to be, I don't really think that girls who want relationships are looking for a bad boy to stay bad. You want the bad boy who changed for you. It's like did you not watch any movies about high school romantic relationships?
No. Those are terrible.
Is that why, like,
ladies in the chat, help me out.
Is that why, like, the fantasy novels, like, girls are always interested in vampires or something like that?
Which novels have you read?
No,
I've never read a fantasy or romantic novel.
He was like, Team Edward, I can tell you that.
But, like, yeah, I was going to say Twilight was so popular.
Team George.
It was about a girl who basically was trying to decide between a vampire and a werewolf. And
they were both bad boys.
A lot of quote-unquote bad boys are, especially kids. And, again, like, being an adult and looking at how kids are going through life, a lot of kids who are, air quotes, bad boys are acting out because the circumstances that they're living in suck. And so they're reacting. They're angry at something. Maybe it's a broken relationship in their family, or maybe they lost a loved one or something like that. And they're angry about it. But that doesn't mean that that's the sum total of who they are. They can be very sweet about other things. Or maybe you notice that what they're doing is more of a shell on the outside, and you want to be the thing that penetrates the shell on the outside to bring out the good. And I mean, think about from that type of intellectual place, think about how powerful it would make someone feel to make someone who was bad be good. Again, I'm not saying that's the healthiest
that be the same in reverse then? Wouldn't boys want to date a bad girl? And
no, that's way too much work. Well, I mean, yes. Boys would like to be with a bad girl.
Yeah. Temporarily.
Yeah. I said what I said.
Which one of the Backstreet Boys do you think was the baddest?
AJ, are you kidding me?
I was going to say AJ too, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was a Brian Luttrell fan.
He's not a bad boy.
He played baseball.
He was the baseball Backstreet Boy.
They don't call him Baseball Annie's for nothing. I was not a Baseball Annie, just for the record.
I don't even know what that means. Is that like a groupie for baseball?
Did you ever see Bull Durham?
It's been a long time.
Susan Sarandon, she's Annie.
Ah, she's
a cleat chaser.
Ah, okay.
I was into baseball.
Are baseball players bad boys?
No, they're kind of the opposite.
Like Brad Littrell.
Well, I don't really know. That might have been just an image. Baseball players, like, on the scheme of, like, professional athletes, baseball players, like, you kind of have an idea of what a baseball player is. They hunt in the off season and they
have great hair.
Maybe they have had hair and it still looks good. They seem to be more inclined to be family oriented. It's not like it's true, like that's any more than football players or basketball players or hockey players. I mean, hockey players, if you think about a hockey player, you're thinking they're kind of nuts, right? Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Like they could be nuts if they had to.
I don't know. I don't think about that.
Women have.
Like, I think that
I
about
dated some
vampires
hockey players.
And werewolves, but not hockey players.
I haven't thought about vampires and werewolves.
I think in an instant, man, that vampire could really turn.
In like a
That's why I just
relationship
stand.
Way?
Yeah.
That's so you're not into bad boys or girls. You're into
fictional characters.
Weird.
I'm always in the sun. Like, stay
just,
away.
Did you say? This is weird.
It is weird. It's a weird way to end the show.
Take us home, Ethan.
Gladly. 302 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll, which asks, how do you feel about the pace of the Trump administration? This one, not that close today. 61% say just right. 26% say he needs to be doing more. 9% too much too fast, and only 4% say Trump is awful.
What is 4% of 312? 12 people? Thanks, guys. Mark Reardon, next.